Today's Shir and Mishnah Bariyomi is Daf Mem Omud Beis. And we begin with Simen Lamed Aleph, which is the Dinim of Tefillin B'Shabbos and Yontif, a very important subject. The Mechaber writes, B'Shabbos V'Yontif Osur Lo Niach Tefillin. The Mechaber writes that it is improper to put on Tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif, B'Pnei Shehim Atzmam Os, because Shabbos and Yontif themselves constitute an Os, a sign of the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yeminichin behen os acher, and if we put on another sign, i.e. the tefillin, hayazilzul la'os shelohem, this would desecrate, this would be a zilzul of the os of the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Aleph writes, the yontif sheni nami b'chlal, here in Chutz La'aretz, where we have a second day of yontif, then this din applies as well. We do not put on the tefillin on the second day of Yontif. This is not such a big deal on Chol HaMoed, meaning when you have Chol HaMoed following the second day of Yontif, like after the first days of Sukkot or after the first days of Pesach, because as we'll see in Sif Beis, there's a whole discussion whether you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But the real chiddush over here is after you finished Pesach, after you finish Sukkot, and we have the extra day, so what we would call the eighth day of Pesach, or Simchas Torah, the ninth day of Sukkot or Shmini Atzeres, so then you don't put on tefillin either in Chutz Loretz, and this is truly a day of Chol otherwise, because of the din of Yontif Sheni Shogolius, we have it as a Yontif, but the Chiddush is over here that even on that day we do not put on tefillin. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Va'afilu betiltul yesh omrim gam kein d'oser. There are those that say that not only can you not put on the tefillin, you're not even allowed to move the tefillin, unless in lo l'tzorach gufam o mekomam, unless it's necessary for the place where the tefillin are, or for the tefillin themselves, that you need them for some other purpose. This is in line with the well-known halacha in Hilchus Shabbos, that a kli shemalachtu l'isser, a utensil whose main purpose is for isser, i.e. here the tefillin, whose main purpose is to wear them, and it's also to wear them, so this has the status of you're not allowed to move it, it's muktzah, you're only allowed to move it l'tzorach gufam, if you need the item itself to do something, or l'makomam, you need the place where the item is. Kishar kli shemalachtu l'isser, this would be the same din as any kli whose utensil, whose main purpose is for something that is osser. However, he then brings down the Yeshomrim, the Chedei Shelo Yiplu or Shelo Yignivum, Nami Mutu L'Teltele Mimokom L'Mokom. But if you need to protect the tefillin, that they shouldn't fall on the floor or that they shouldn't be stolen, then one would be permitted to move them from place to place. And especially if there are extenuating circumstances, then one can be makel to move the tefillin. And he tells us to look in the Bir Halacha for more detailed discussion. In the Bir Halacha, Osur L'Haniach, he writes, this is all based upon a discussion in Simen Shin Ches in Hilchus Shabbos, where the Taz and the Magen Avraham argue with the Ramah. The Ramah there in Dirshu footnote 5 brings down that the Tefillin have the status of being a Kli Shemalachto Leheter, and the Magen Avraham and the Taz are surprised at this, and they say the Shulchan Aruch here paskins clearly like the Zohar that it's also Laniach, you don't wear them, so therefore it must be a Kli Shemalachto Leisser. So therefore they don't understand the Ramah's position. And the Magen Avraham of the Taz hold that it is muktzah, you can't move it except with tzorach gufam or makomam. And the Bir Halacha continues, and he brings down the Derech HaChaim, who holds the same way, that stam lahachmir, that one should be stam machmir, the ein l'taltalim, you shouldn't move the tefillin unless you need it letzorach gufam or makomam. However, he then brings down the Chai Adam, whose mashma dechtei shelo yiplu, if they're going to fall, you're allowed to move them, or if they're going to get stolen, you'd be allowed to move them. But he brings down in Dirshu note 6 that doesn't mean that they hold like the Ramah. They still hold like the Taz and the Magen Avraham, that's a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser. However, the Chachamim were not gozer, that you can't move them in the situation of protecting them from falling or from being stolen. And then the Chafetz Chaim writes that this is all based upon, this machlokis is based upon, im osu hanochas tefillin b'shabes a yontif l'shem shelo l'shem mitzvah. What would be the situation if you're putting it on l'shem mitzvah? Everybody says you shouldn't do that. But if you're not putting it on l'shem mitzvah, you just want to wear it, so then there may not be any isser involved. And in fact, the Gra holds like this as well, and therefore the Bir Halacha concludes, Bivada yesh lahakel b'shas hadchak u'kmo shekosafti bifnim. As he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, if there are extenuating circumstances, you would be allowed to move the tefillin. Some of the nafkaminas of this can be seen in Dirshu notes 6 and 7. He writes, U'tfilin shemunachas ala oretz afilu benartikon. If you have tefillin on the ground, even if they're in the tefillin zekel, so Shlomo Zalman paskins shemutu l'harivim b'shabbos, you would be allowed to pick them off the floor on Shabbos. However, once you pick them up, you should put them in the nearest place that you can. Don't put them back in their proper place, but just put them in some safe place. The Chazon Ish adds that Mutu lahagbia tefillin shenoflu im li'acher mikin yisyashiv b'mokum shebohu ha'tefillin. You'd be allowed to pick up the tefillin as well if you wanted to sit in the place where the tefillin had fallen to. Kidei shiye nechshav hadover kitiltu kli shemalachtu li'isu l'tzorch b'komo. Because this makes it into, even if it's a kli shemalachtu li'isu, you want that place, so therefore go sit in that place and then you can move the tefillin for sure. In Dirshu note 7, he brings down the Teferes Zekenim, who says, Shahol, the Etzem Hanochas Tefillin Einu Asura, since technically there is no Isser in wearing the Tefillin on Shabbos. Elorak HaMachshov L'Shei Mitzvah Yasura, but the rabbi said, don't do this, because if you're doing it L'Shei Mitzvah, then you have the problem of Zilzul of the Os, so therefore, Inkein Hashimush Atzmo Einu Asura. Therefore, the actual moving of the Tefillin, the wearing of the Tefillin, that's not the Isser, it's only putting it on L'Shei Mitzvah. And therefore, he brings down in the name of Shlomo Zalman as well, that's why one would be able to move the tefillin under these extenuating circumstances. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the tefillin are an os, and Shabbos and Yom Tov are an os. What is this os? Bein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Bein Yisrael. This is a covenanted os between us and HaKodesh Baruch Hu, because the Pasuk says, Ki os hi Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael, the Gomer. The Yom Tov Gamkin Mikri Os, how do we see that Yom Tov is called an os? The BePesach Mitzrayim Ksiv Os, because in regards to Pesach in Mitzrayim, it says os over there, and V'hukshu Kol Moadei Hashem B'Parshas Emor, and all of them are linked together in Parshas Emor, so therefore all the Yom Tovim have the status of an os as well. In Sivkot and Dala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, os acher, you're not allowed to have another os, the hainu tefillin. The tefillin would be a second os besides the os of Shabbos and Yontif. The chsiv behu, v'hoher l'choli os al yoducho. Dirshu note 4, he points out that we previously had mentioned in Simen Chav Hei, the halacha that when you have a bris milah, the meaning is to keep the tefillin on until the bris milah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein had said the reason for that was because the action of being mahul is the os, not the action of doing the bris milah. And we keep the tefillin on to show that our doing the bris milah is to demonstrate that it will be an os. And then when the boy is mild, now he has the os on his body. The smag, however, brought down previously that we talked about that a person needs to have two osos on him all the time. One is the tefillin and the bris milah, and on Shabbos, it's the day of Shabbos and the bris milah. In Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's a zilzul if you'd wear the tefillin on Shabbos, and he says you would, in addition, would be over mishum lav the Baal Tosif. You'd be over Baal Tosif, adding on to the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'hu sheinichal and sheimitzvah, but that's only if you're wearing it for the purposes of the mitzvahs we had already pointed out. Avu b'minichal and shalol sheimitzvah, if you're putting them on not to fulfill the mitzvah, for example, to protect the tefillin that you find in the street, ain bo mishum Baal Tosif. And in this situation, it wouldn't be a zilzul as well. Unless you're doing it in a public way, where even if you're not doing l'shei mitzvah, then the rabbi said, don't do this. There, however, our opinions that say v'yesh machmirim b'chol gabnei, that one should not do this under any circumstances, unless im lo shemunochem b'vizoyon, unless the tefillin are lying in a state of bizoyon, and therefore you have no choice but to put them on in order to prevent them from having this bizoyon. For example, kegon hamotzei tefillin b'shabbos b'sod, if you find tefillin out in the middle of an area where you're not allowed to carry, mutu lelov shom lachnisom la'ir derech ba'abush, you can put them on and bring them into the city via wearing them. That's not a problem of carrying, as we'll learn in Simen Shin Aleph. Siv Beis. Here we have the famous halacha of whether you should or should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber writes, "B'Chol HaMoed gam kein osur laniach tefillin mehatam hazeh bi'atzmo." The Mechaber holds that we do not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Sheyemei Chol HaMoed gam heim os, because just like Shabbos and Yom Tov are an os, so too the Mechaber holds that Chol HaMoed is an os. What exactly is this os? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says, "B'Pesach it means achilas matzah," which Dirshu in footnote 8 means it. The act of not eating chametz, because there is no mitzvah to really eat matzah on Chol HaMoed. And on Sukkot, it's the yeshiva and the sukkah. So these two actions, not eating chametz and sitting in the sukkah, are the os of Chol HaMoed. However, the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, we're going to have the Ramah, the Hayesh Omrim, that the Ramah will say, Sfira Lahu, they hold, Kivan Shemutorim Basiyas Melacha Min HaTorah Lek Os. They say, no, so since you're allowed to do Melacha, or at least various types of Melacha on Chol HaMoed, it doesn't have the same status as an Os, and therefore, as we'll see in a moment, the Ramah holds that you do put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And now we go to the famous Ramah, and the Ramah writes, Hagah v'yesh omrim shechol hamoid chayev betfilin. He brings down the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rosh, who says that you are supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. L'chein no'agim b'chol glilos elu. And he says this is in fact the custom in the parts of Europe where the Ramah came from, l'hanichon b'moed, to put on the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and ulevarech aleim, even to do this with a bracha.
However, the Ramah says, Elo Shein Mevarach Malayim B'Kol Ram, B'Veis HaKnesses, Kimo Shor Yimos HaShana. But he says, as a caveat, do not go and make the bracha out loud. Mishmarulu explained, because this will lead to controversy. So he says, make the bracha quietly to yourself, but don't say it out loud like you normally do the rest of the year. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes that Chalitza Satfilin, when do you take off the tefillin on Cholamoid, Tzorich Lios B'Chol Hamoid, Kodem Halal, you take them off before you say Halal. And he says, V'achshav Noagu Ezu Anoshim Musalkin Acha Kedusha Shal Tfilas Yudches, some take them off immediately after the Kedusha of the Shemon Esrei of Shacharitz. However, Mikol Mokum Tzorich Lizor L'Chavi L'Shmoch Hazor Satfil, he says, make sure that you don't, by taking off the tefillin, lose out on answering all your mains and listening carefully to Chazor Sashatz. Remember previously, and Dirshu 9 points this out, that one should not take off the tefillin of Rashi to put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam during the Chazor Sashatz for various reasons, but certainly one of the most important ones is that one is supposed to listen carefully to the Chazor Sashatz and not do anything during the Chazor Sashatz. In Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, regarding the Mechaber saying not to make the bracha out loud on Chol HaMoed, Pirush, he explains, Mishum diyesh minichim v'shiyesh she'enam minichim, because some people put them on and make a bracha, and some people don't put them on, or if they do put them on, Oein Mevarchim, they make it without a bracha. And therefore, he says, the best eitz is, Yesh levar b'chashoy k'dei shelo lovo lidei machlokes. Say it quietly so you don't get into a fight. Unfortunately, some people will be very upset with people putting on or not putting on the tefillin, and therefore, in order to prevent fights, do it quietly. And likewise, the custom is not to wear them in the Rishus HaRabim going to shul, even though we pointed out previously there is a very strong custom to try to have your talis and tefillin on before you go to shul. So he says, that is not the custom. And then he brings down, while the Ramah said you can put them on with a bracha, he said many of the Achronim, including over here, he brings down the Prima Godim, the Machtes HaShekel, the Derech HaChaim, and the Chayi Odom, all agree with the Taz that it's better to put on the Tulan HaChol HaMoed without a bracha. Since there is a controversy over here, should you should not put them on, and if you put them on and you don't make the bracha, you still yotze, and we have the concept of when there's a doubt about a bracha, we don't make it, therefore for these reasons they paskin that you should not make it with a bracha. And especially, he says, Bufrat Shagra, the great Vilna Gaon, Kosef She'en L'das, Hayeshomim Ikur B'Shas, he says there's absolutely no explanation for the Ramah over here to say that you should put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and he's very strongly against this. And this is, in fact, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael follows the Gra, and most shuls do not in Eretz Yisrael put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, although people may do so privately, as we'll talk about in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "Val kolponim l'inyan bracha vada yesh lachmer," and certainly not to go against this Gra who says not to put on the tefillin, but if you are putting on the tefillin, don't make a bracha. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Gam kodem hanocha yachshav b'daito," and he says, "This is the eitzah for somebody that does put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed to make the following tanai: Im ani mechuyev ani menaichon l'shei mitzvah. If I'm obligated to, then I'm putting it on l'shei mitzvah. But if I'm not obligated to put them on, then I'm not putting it on over here. I'm just wearing the tefillin, because the afla sovrim the Chol HaMoed ain't ozman tefillin. Because even the people who hold the opinions that say that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you're not over baltosif if you don't intend to wear them l'shei mitzvah." And furthermore, you're certainly not going to be over the zulzul of the Os of Chol HaMoed if you're not doing it l'shei mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah adds a tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, ein lo nicha b'Chol HaMoed. We don't put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And this is essentially a svek svek, as brought down in Dirshu note number 12, because maybe the halacha is like Rashi, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. And even if the halacha is like the Rabbeinu Tam, maybe you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. This is the reasoning of the Prima Godim. He also brings down that the Zohar is very machmir not to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that's another reason why we don't put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, because dai shemei nichin tefillin shel Rashi. It's enough that we're wearing the tefillin of Rashi. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Vod kosu achronim de'ein nochon shebeis knesses achas." It's not right that in some shuls, some people put them on, some people don't put them on, because of losis godudu. You shouldn't have two separate agudos, you shouldn't have two separate bundles. And somebody doesn't put on tefillin Chol HaMoed, if he's davening in the shul where they do put on tefillin, he should put on tefillin as well, but not with the bracha. And finally, if the tzibur has a minhag to go put on the tefillin, they shouldn't change their minhag. The issue note 10 brings down the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, which is to follow the Gra's opinion, and they most do not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He brings down Rav Tukachinsky, the Shevet HaLevi, the Shona Halachos, who all say the minhag in Chutz Laaretz is to wear tefillin, except in the vicinity of where the Gra lived, but when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they do not put on tefillin. Interestingly, he brings down that the great Beis Halevi from the Brisker dynasty would wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, but Rav Chaim and the rest of the Briskers after Rav Chaim would not wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. He also points out that if you do put on tefillin Chol HaMoed without a bracha, you still shouldn't have any hefsek in between the Shoyad and the Sharosh. However, one could be mekel to answer Yeheshmei Rabba, Kiddush, or Baruch Hu, or things like that in between the Shoyad and the Sharosh, which of course normally you would not be allowed to do. Interestingly, in the Likutei Mariach, brought down in Dirshu Note 11, in the name of the Shari Chaim, as well as the Maisei Rav, that the Vilna Gaon, who did not wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, would rise early the day following Yontif in order to be able to put on tefillin as early as possible to show his love, his chiba, for the mitzvah of tefillin, which he did not put on a Chol HaMoed. In regards to, in the same shul, people wearing and not wearing tefillin, the Stechemid brings down very interesting language in Dirshu Note 13. He says, "B'sefer Mishnah Brura liyedidi hagoyin meir hakoyin av bezdin kodush radin." He's a contemporary of the Chofetz Chaim, and he writes down that the Chofetz Chaim wrote over here the language ein nochon, it's not proper. He didn't write it's osur. And he brings down over here, mishum she'ein vade lo she'ose mishum sofek over mishum losis godu. It's not clear that you're over losis godu of people in the same shul, some wear tefillin and some don't. And Rigus Moshe as well writes, in regards to what the Chofetz Chaim intended in the Mishnah Brura, shemishum sheyodua lekulam sheyesh b'kach shnei minhagim, since everybody knows that some people do and some people don't put on tefillin, this is not also an issur of lo sisko to do, and this explains how in many shuls today you have people that do put on tefillin and those that don't, and we're not over lo sisko to do. Finally, dear Shuno Foot, footnote 14 brings down what happens if somebody goes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So he brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman that im yirtzel nichem b'tzino, he can. If he wants to put them on in private, he can, but he should not put them on in shul in public where everybody doesn't put them on. If he does put them on in private, he should make the tenai that we talked about before, saying if I'm mechuyev, then I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah, and if I'm not mechuyev, I'm just doing it l'shem malbush v'bad. And this is the opinion of the Igros Moshe as well. The Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, writes down over here that it's not even a problem of going against the minhag of your fathers, because your fathers may have had the custom of putting on tefillin, but that was in Europe, that was in Chutz La'aretz. Never said that they absolutely would put on tefillin if they went to Eretz Yisrael, where the custom is not to put on tefillin. On the other hand, it is brought down in the name of Rav Shach that he was told by Rav Yisr Zalman Meltzer, Zatzal, that one should put on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael if they put them on in Chutz La'aretz on Chol HaMoed. That concludes today's shir.